I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And joining us today from up the shore, it is Michael Monroe making his annual visit. You're usually here about this time of year, Michael, aren't you?
Yeah, my summertime visit.
Let's get started with a tune, and then we'll catch up on what you've been doing in the past year since you were last here.
Sounds good.
What do you want to start with?
I'm going to start with a song that I wrote during this long winter that we had. It was a little bit overwhelming this winter. And so I found myself in the studio writing crazy things like this. I'm gonna live in a house by the ocean, wear nothing but suntan lotion, only work when I get the notion. I'm gonna win the lottery, I'm gonna be a millionaire. I'm gonna live life laissez-faire, I'm gonna dance like Fred Astaire. When I win the lottery, I ain't living in reality. What's so great about reality? I found a better place in fantasy. I'm gonna win the lottery, I'm gonna win the lottery. Meanwhile, I'm living in heaven, don't have to work from 11 to 7. I live to play and I play for a living. It's like I won the lottery. It's like I won the lottery, yeah. Harmonica solo. Well, maybe later. I'll be driving a bus that's a monster. I tow behind it a Tesla Roadster. Only rails roll right over. When I win the lottery, you say the odds are a billion to one. I say I'm gonna be that one. Playing the game is at least half the fun. I'm gonna win the lottery. The universe is it all lined up. Knows exactly where I'll wind up. All my loose ends will be tied up. When I win the lottery, I'm gonna win the lottery. Meanwhile, I'm living fine. I got you, babe, in red, red wine. And I'm having the life of my time. It's like I won the lottery. It's like I won the lottery. It's like I won the lottery, yeah. It's like I won the lottery.
Michael Monroe live from Studio A. That's a fun song.
Well, I had to create some fun. I mean, I love winter. It's great to get out on the cross-country skis and snowshoe and play in the snow. But I didn't get away to the sun this year, and I usually like to do that at least for a week or two. And we cleaned the garage instead.
So then I can see how a song like that might come about.
I think my brain froze.
Now, is writing a song like that that's kind of fun and tongue-in-cheek, is that a little different than writing? You have so many different songs, you know, you seem like a very spiritual person and you love nature and a lot of that is reflected in your music. Is a song like that faster to write than one of those songs, or is it the same process?
Well, I sort of spit it out, but I changed a few verses over a few weeks. So I'm still contemplating some kind of a bridge in there somehow. But I had to add the spiritual part even in that song about, you know, I have a great life. I get to play music for a living. And it is like I've won the lottery. I mean, everything's going perfectly. So I really have nothing to complain about.
So it's still a work in progress.
Yeah.
And so how does it work for you when you're writing a song? Does it, you know, you're just noodling on the guitar? Or how does that work? Do you start with some lyrics ever?
Well, yeah, every time it's a little different. Sometimes the lyrics and the music just kind of come like a download and it's all there. I wrote one song while I was roller skating around Lake of the Isles at 2 in the morning that was an a cappella song, and I had all the parts in my head and all the lyrics by the time I got back to the van, wrote it down and just started working on the performance side of it. And other songs, I'll have a chord progression that I sit on for a while until the lyrics come, and sometimes there's a lyrical phrase that I want to work with, and then I build the music around it. So really, it is different every time.
Okay. Are some of them a little harder work, and you have to kind of keep working on those lyrics or working on, you know, something?
A little bit, yeah. I don't know what it is. Maybe I stop myself up a little bit thinking about it too much, because
my favorite songs that I've written have just kind of fallen out of my brain, and in a time when I'm feeling just really relaxed and open, and or maybe really quiet. I've written some songs while I've been skiing. There were a few songs in my Winter Song album that it took several weeks while I was skiing to develop the lyric, and the inspiration was coming from the winter atmosphere and the rhythm of skiing and the quiet of the woods. So, yeah, it's a fun and mysterious process for me, writing a song.
I think for anybody who does it, it is. And if it's not, either they're not doing it right or they're lying.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a year since you've been here, so tell us what you've been up to. What's new with Michael Monroe in the past year?
Let's see. We
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, we, Deborah and I are a partnership in this. She's been my manager and lover and partner and friend and more recently wife over the last, we've known each other for 40 years now, but she's been managing me for about 20 of those years. And when she started doing that, the career really took off. So anyway, this last year we worked on a couple of grants where I was working with schools, which I'll do a few times a year around songwriting. In fact, right here in Duluth at the Lake Superior College, I worked with the choir, and it was just a blast to have them sing on some of my songs and me play and sing on some of their songs and do some workshops around what it is to be a professional musician and what the process of songwriting is. So we had a really good time. And then I also did a workshop for about a week with Great Expectations School, which is right up in Grand Marais, and got to work with those kids on songwriting. And we ended up writing five different songs for the five classes in a week. And in that week, each class only had about an hour and a half of actual time, half hour here and there, and they wrote songs. I mean, I was just facilitating. I kind of was there with guitar chords that I gave them a multiple choice on what we would do, and then they came up with the lyrics and we did a performance up there, and it was just a blast. They got so excited about music and creativity, and it was sort of outside their normal curriculum, and it's a great school. They get a lot of personal attention, and so it was fun to work with really creative kids.
Where did you say that was again?
That was at the Great Expectations School. It's a charter school in Grand Marais.
Okay. Now, as working with kids like that, is that something that you've done in the past, or is this a new thing?
Yeah, over the last several years, I got on the Minnesota State Arts Board roster a bunch of years ago, and they facilitated me getting into some schools for a while, and then I started, people outside of that circle were asking me to do workshop, sometimes for a few days, sometimes for a week. And it's been a fun, interesting deal for me, because I'd never thought of myself as a teacher. So I go in with a different approach, and it's more, let's play together. Let's just explore this music. And I give them permission to get crazy, and the teachers sometimes get a little nervous because it's not the organized, orderly sort of classroom thing. Things are being shouted from all over the place, you know, for ideas, and kids are working on choreography and making a lot of noise with percussion instruments. So it's a great chance for kids to actually be kids in the structured school system. I know I had trouble with it because I wanted to just bust out like we all did. And music is a way to do that. So it was sort of their crazy segment of the day. So I've been doing it for a bunch of years, and I love it more and more the more I do it.
Well, it sounds like a blast for you and for the kids, too.
Yeah. It's a nice sideline for me. I do it maybe two or three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also got one more grant. It was a arts fellowship for me to do a DVD. It's something that's been missing in my repertoire. I've got 9 albums, and I did the music for Jim Brandenburg's DVD, Chased by the Light. But I needed the DVD that showed the visual side of what I do, because I'm using a lot of tools that you can't really tell what I'm doing from a recording. So I wanted to show that, my looping, my guitar synthesizer, and that aspect of what I do. And then I also wanted to show our Log Cabin concert series that we do up north about once a month. Sometimes this month we're doing 3, where we have people in our home, and it's a really intimate, warm setting in the log cabin. where 30 or 40 people spend the evening with me and with music and socializing. And it's been just great. We've been doing it for about 6 years now.
Did I see the cabins for sale, though, on your website?
No, not that one.
Not that one.
See,
okay, good. I was a little worried.
North, we had a place up in Hovland.
Oh, okay.
And we have that place for sale because we moved to the other side of Grand Marais near Cascade River. And the Hovland place is a very rustic, solar-powered, earth-friendly place. And we've managed to make our other place earth-friendly, too. And the studio is still solar-powered. But we held on to the other place for a while, and now we're ready to put it into somebody else's hands that loves the green lifestyle and wants to be in a beautiful, secluded place back in the woods.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you still got your cabin intact.
No, we're not moving to Florida yet.
In spite of that song.
Yes, in spite.
Hopefully the next winter won't drive you there. Well, let's hear another song, Michael.
Sure.
What do you want to play next? And it looks like we are going to switch it up. You brought two guitars. And we've talked about your guitars in the past here on KUMD, but they're just beautiful.
David Seaton built all four of my guitars. I brought two today for the radio, and I'll have all four at the Market Place event. This is a classical guitar that David built for me. And this is a song that I learned from Michael Johnson, who has been coming up to our Log Cabin concert series over New Year's for the last 3 years. He's coming again this year. And he played this song for me and for us 2 years ago, and I just fell in love with it, had to learn it. And so last year we played it together, and I just kept playing it because it's a gorgeous song. It's more of a springtime song, but I love the poetry in it. It's called April Fool. I'm just a fool for April. There's nothing more to say. Long as I can remember, she's led my heart astray. When I was green as willow, she had me ditching school. And even then she tricked me. I'm just an April fool. She tangles dogwood blossoms into her yellow hair. She uses the same mountains wear. She keeps the flame of summer round her neck as a jewel. She breezes in to see me, and I'm an April fool. She entrances me, and she dances me, and she flies me like a kite, and I soon forget that she's only come to play. And there comes a day when she will not stay, and I lie awake at night, hoping that time, April, May, when I walked out this morning, April had up and gone, and it was clear as water, she's only led me on, and it will be next winter, before my heels have cooled, and then I will forgive her. I'm just an April fool. knows I will forgive her. I'm just an April
Michael Monroe, live from Studio A. Well, I can see what drew you to that song, Michael. That's very lovely.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous chords and amazing poetry. And it made me want to write a song called I Fall for Autumn Whenever She's Around. So I might have to do some kind of a sequel song to that.
You can play them back to back in your show.
Yeah.
Well, have you been having a good summer? You've been doing a lot of shows.
Yeah, it's been very full so far, and we still have a bunch of fun outdoor things coming up. Besides today's Marketplace show, I'm playing in Apple Valley Friday night at 6 o'clock at the Kelly Park, which is a concert series they've been doing every year. And then I'm playing Lake Harriet Bandshell August 13th. And we still have a bunch more Log Cabin concerts coming up, and people can find out about that either through Facebook, Michael Monroe Music, or my website, michaelmonroemusic.com, where the schedule is for all of my shows. But we've been having a blast. I did a couple of art fairs this year also. The Hovland Art Fair, close to our first home up north, and also the Grand Marais Art Fair we did, which is always fun, just hanging out with a bunch of other artists and playing music in more of a casual way with beautiful sunshine coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fried myself, actually. I didn't put any sunscreen on. I just stood out there in the sun because it felt so good. And then that evening I went, ow. What was I thinking?
Maybe not a good idea. Now, you said you're working on a DVD project, right?
Yes. And I'm hoping to, I'm putting together a lot of different footage, some from the Minnesota Zoo that I played a few years ago, and some footage from shows that I'll be doing in the next several months. And then some interviews, some stuff about our beautiful guitars that David Seaton built, and maybe we'll visit his shop and do some of the video there, and a little bit of talking maybe with Deborah and I about how our career has gone, and then put it all together so that we've got, you can play straight music video, or you can go to the interviews, or just play the whole thing in an integrated movie.
Fun. How about new albums? I don't remember when your last one came out. When did the last one come
out? It was a couple years ago, and so I'm due, but I may end up doing this DVD first.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this winter I'll have some more songwriting inspiration time to get another album out. There's some songs by other people that I would love to do, like that April Fool's song. The Lottery song needs to get on an album. There's another one by James Taylor that I've been really loving playing that I want to put on the album. Called what is the name of that song? It's a James Taylor song. It's a gorgeous song.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't narrow it down much. He's got a lot of gorgeous songs.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's prolific and still is an awesome performer, which is something to be said for people that were starting out in the '60s that kind of blew out their voices and brains and. He's maintained. He went into that dark place for a while and was able to jump out of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we have time for one more, Michael. Okay. What do you want to wrap up with here?
I'll do a song called Simple Life that is the title song from that album. Song about moving up north from the Twin Cities and appreciation for that beautiful place up there. Ourselves because we could. And when we were done, we said it was good. We wanted to live the simple life. I gather wood right off our land, split it for a fire with my own hands, draw my water from the spring when I can, all so we can live the simple life. I just couldn't live in the city. There's way too many roads and not enough trees. I can only take it for a day or two, then it's back to the simple life. I was brought up at the edge of town, one foot on pavement, one on ground. Crowded days at school spun my head around, so I'd hurry home to my simple life. Now I can't seem to give up one or the other. The city's my work, the woods my lover, so I'll go between the two forever, as long as I can live my simple life. I just couldn't live in the city. There's way too many people and not enough solitude. I can only take it for a day or two, then it's back to the simple life.
Michael Monroe, live from Studio A. Well, thank you so much, Michael.
Hey, thank you. Thanks so much for having me once more.
Sounded great. And Arts Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, and Sarah Koshin, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.